And so Jesus speaks of his coming death and resurrection. We are just a Sunday or two away from Easter. We are thinking now of this moment to come, and Jesus was thinking of his coming sacrifice, and he was, from a human point of view, certainly hesitant. He obviously had had the thought of asking to have this trouble taken from him, of asking this cup to pass from him, but he knew that this was his fate. He gave himself up willingly to do his Father's work. And so we are asked to do the same, to give ourselves up willingly to do the Father's work. We don't have to face the possibility of crucifixion, yet we are asked to take up our cross and follow him. We don't have to sacrifice our lives, but we are asked to give our lives in service. We don't have to give up the life we have, but we are asked to change that life. Because you see, unless the fruit falls from the tree into the earth, it remains just fruit. It doesn't become a new life. Unless the grain falls to the ground and dies as a grain, it doesn't become a new stalk of wheat, a new stalk of grass that can bear new fruit. We are asked to die to our old existence in order to become new. And so we have to be willing to give up the old in order to have the new. In our godless lives, in our earthly life, we want stuff. We want things. We want fame and fortune. We want honor. We want whatever we want. But from a divine point of view, all of that is counted as nothing in heaven. All of that is the least of things in God's world. You heard about the banker who arrived at the door of heaven with his bag full of his wealth. And St. Peter looked at him and said, "What's in the bag, sir?" And he said, "Well, I brought bars of gold." And St. Peter said, "Well, you're certainly welcome to bring those in, but why would you bring paving stones? They say the streets of heaven are paved with gold, and yet we fight tooth and nail." I saw on the news the other day where the old gold mining areas are being re-looked at because the price of gold is so high now that mines that were closed when the price of gold was $30 or $40 an ounce, $100 an ounce, $200 an ounce, are being reopened now that the price of gold is $800 or $900 an ounce. The ore that was being thrown away is being reclaimed because gold is worth so much more that which was of no use is now of great value. See, we look at things from our point of view. We look at things from our day-to-day sort of point of view. And so, to a young child, they look at the fruit on the tree and they see something to eat, and that's a good thing. But in order to have more trees, you can't eat all the fruit. Some of those seeds have to be planted. In order to have a new crop, you can't eat all the grain. Some of that grain has to be planted. Some of us have to be the seeds for Christ in the next generation. Otherwise, how will they know about Jesus unless we share, unless we tell them? And so we honor our young people. We honor the youth of the church. We honor the next generation coming up, learning about God, learning about Jesus, and knowing that they will carry that message that has become so much a part of our lives, such a value to us. They will be the seeds that will bring forth fruit in the next century, in the next generation, in the lives of others, just as we have brought fruit into the world in our lives, doing His will, trying to be His people, trying to understand His word for us. We struggle sometimes to understand that word. The people of the day heard God speaking, and some thought it was thunder, and others thought it was an angel. But Jesus knew it was His Father. Do we listen to the voices that come to us? Do we listen to the messages that come to us? Do we open our hearts to the Word of God in the Scripture and ask Him to speak to us, to show us His way, to tell us what He would have us do? In this season of Lent, have we asked ourselves, Lord, what do I need to give up in order to make room in my life for You? Because see, I don't think He wants us to give up stuff just to give up stuff. I think He wants us to give up stuff in order to make room for Him. How busy is your schedule? Is there room in it for godly things? How busy is your day? Is there room in it for godly things? I know how busy my day is, and there are times when I just want to take a break. Golly, come on, people. When I'm working, there's people in my office all the time. I want to say, time out, wait a minute, I need a break. Sometimes I say, time out, wait a minute, I need a break. We need to take time to do His work. We need to take time to listen for His will in our lives. We need to take time out of our schedule and time out of our lives and time out of all the things that we feel like we have to do in this world in order to pay attention to what He needs us to do to further His world. What if you were to die today? What things would you regret not having done? What things would you regret not having said? Or what time would you have regret not having spent with people and things that you care about? I have never yet in my time counseling or in my time working in prisons or in my time working with people ever found anyone who said, I spent too much time with my family, I spent too much time playing with my children, I spent too much time in church, I spent too much time in the Word. I have many times heard people say, I wish I had told him I loved him. I wish I had told her how much she meant to me. I wish I had spent more time with my kids. I wish I had spent more time with my family. I wish I had realized how much these things mean to me. We live in a world of hurt and pain and struggle and suffering. We live in a world that tells us that we have to work hard in order to accomplish anything, that we have to amount to something, that we have to make it, that we have to struggle, that we have to strive, that we have to compete, that we have to do all these things. And that's true to live in the world. But God says, unless you die to this world, unless you put aside some of the things of this world to make time for my world, when you die from this world, you will have nothing in my world. What is it that is getting in the way of our being with Him, of our walking with Him, of our hearing Him, of our listening to Him, of our spending time on the things of His world? If it's getting in the way, perhaps we need to do less of it. If it's getting in the way, perhaps we need more love. Nobody ever said, I spent too much time loving others. many people have said, I spent too much time hating, arguing, gossiping, whispering, doing the things of this world instead of the things of His. Amen? Amen.